beautiful voices there. Fix You, and that is Soul Song. And the lady who's going to tell us all about it and what's happening at Mosman on Friday is Jacqueline Larson from Soul Song, and she joins me now. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. When Marion told me that you contacted us, I thought, well, this is a beautiful way of, raising awareness, I guess, of mental health with men and boys. It's something that I talk about all the time because we've had so many suicides, people taking their own lives because of this. So what gave you the idea to sort of bring a choir into the mix, so to speak?
Well, we've been going for about 8 to 10 years, nearly 10 years now in Cairns. And what we've seen, so science has proven that singing is a really good and healthy exercise. It actually changes your mental state, changes your physical state, and there's actually science that backs this up. So over the years of running the choir, I've seen the difference that singing and that music makes to people's lives. There are people, who are, without being overly dramatic, there are people who are in our choir and walking on this earth today that would not be had they not had the friendship and fellowship that's created by this group. So we like to think that we're much more than a choir, we're a family. And so I've seen the effects that that music can have on mental health. And I know and I live that, and I see that in my children. My young son is struggling at the moment. So then we heard about the project, the Queensland Music Festival, do a statewide project, which is coming up in July, called this year it's Help Is On Its Way. And what they're doing is they're using the song from The Little River Bland with Glenn Shorrock, and inviting choirs from all over Queensland to learn the song and come together in Brisbane to sing it as a mass choir of about 2,500. And Glenn Shorrock comes in to sing the solo. So we're going to be involved in this. I've got a choir in Brisbane, and about 25 singers from Cairns are going down to Brisbane for that as well. But I thought, well, this is so important that we get it out to the regions as well, and that our members in Cairns have a chance to sort of sing for this mission as well. So we decided to make that the theme of our tour. All the songs that we sing are chosen. I like to tell stories through songs. So they're chosen for their inspirational, they're powerful, they're mind-changing lyrics. So they all fitted the theme. I thought, well, look at all these songs that are all about not giving up, about leaning on your friends, about finding strength within, I get quite emotional about standing up another day. And I went, well, they're all on this theme. So it would be lovely to package them all up together and just share these with the community. And we normally, sing in and around Cairns. So we decided to go a bit further afield this time and try and take it to audiences up through Mosman and then up on the Tablelands the rest of the weekend.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned different songs, and when we finish this interview, I'll go out on part of one of the songs that you do, which I think is very appropriate. We are family, because I don't think, the journey is awfully hard without support from your family. So if your family can get behind you, it helps a lot, particularly in mental health and the issues and the black dog that people get.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I think singing is a release in some way, and it opens some of the gates to be able to tell other people what's going on. We're quite open in the choir that, people are struggling with mental health issues, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. But with the guys, it's just so much harder. They're brought up to, you've got to be strong, and you've got to, cope on your own. Well, it's not the case. So
that's,
we like
right.
to, get people together to sing and kind of go, no, you're part of this community. So We Are Family was the title track of our CD that we recorded about 4 years ago.
No, just fantastic. And I'd just like to add too, you were mentioning it's sometimes hard for men to reach out, particularly farmers. I found over the years it's, the blokey thing, and I'm a farmer, I'm a tough guy, and I better keep this under wraps. It's not stuff that you talk about. And of course, you get other people telling people who are suffering from depression and mental health issues, spark yourself up, get moving, mate, all this sort of stuff. But it's more complicated than that. But I think this day and age, we're learning so much more about this. And I think the public are now becoming sympathetic to this and really what it's all about. It's not just about somebody, down on the day. There are bigger issues. It runs a lot deeper than that.
But I think the issue is now it's almost becoming about... not a badge of honour, but it's not a shame to stand up and say, I need help anymore. It's now actually to seen as a sign of strength to say you need help, because that's probably the hardest part about it. So what we like with the songs that we're singing, again, there's a mix. There are some that are joyful and glorious and some that are very intense and emotional. I get just thinking about them.
I can hear that in your voice.
Yes. What we've done as well is we've got a series of postcards that we have with us with the lyrics of some of these songs on that people can, you know, buy for a couple of dollars that all goes to the Black Dog Institute. So if they're touched by, you know, one of the songs or the messages from one of them, they can actually take, you know, a little card away with the lyrics on them. And hopefully, you never know, that might just be the change that someone puts on their fridge, and then each day that's the thing that keeps them going through that day.
Mm. We're talking
That's
with,
what we're hoping to do.
Sure. We're talking with Jacqueline Larson, who's from the choir called Soul Song. They'll be up in Mossman on Friday, and we'll, as we wrap it up, we'll find out exactly where. But Jacqueline, you get very emotional about that. I can hear it in your voice. Were you touched by this personally, your family or yourself?
My children, definitely. I have a very highly intelligent and autistic daughter, and we've struggled since we moved to Brisbane a couple of years ago. We've been definitely down this mental health care path, and it's hard. And then my son, little walking heart on legs, he started having some troubles about towards the end of last year.
Mm.
So again, it's trying to give him strength as well. He comes and sits to all our choir rehearsals and listens to them all. He's only 11, so
yeah,
you can just see. And what is so frustrating is that these kids have so much potential, and then I see it being knocked away by anxiety, and that's a big one, is just anxiety sort of leading to, you know, can lead to depression as well. And I feel that anxiety robs them of all of their power and all of their potential, and that's what makes me sad. It's like, no, don't let that beat you or define you. You've got to be able to, I don't know, somehow pass through it or above it, or use that to still then achieve and shine. So what we find with the music is that you can just put all that aside. And we find when people come to choir rehearsal, because we sing, you know, pop and soul and gospel, you can't think about anything else. So the people literally, I see them, they trudge into rehearsal. They'll have might have had a horrible day, or they've just had a fight with their family or their boss, or they're thinking about the pile of washing or whatever they've got to do.
Yeah.
And then for 2 or 3 hours, they can't think about any of that stuff. They have to think about, you know, the breathing and the lyrics and the timing and the words and singing in tune.
Mm.
And it actually gives them this mental health break for 2 or 3 hours when there's just no room to think about anything else. And you see them walk out of rehearsal taller and stronger because they've just kind of charged themselves up. And we find the same with our audiences. We've had this feedback where our audiences come in and they leave feeling stronger than when they came. Yeah, we're not a choir that stands with books, and we're not a perfect choir. We're a community choir full of people who come to us from every ability and walk of life.
Mm.
But what we offer is a passion and a story, and that's what I talk to my singers about. We need to tell these stories.
So I mean, you come and you raise these funds and you help people with mental illness, but within the choir there are people who've been affected.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
like all of them, or just some of them?
Oh no, just some of them. I mean, I guess everyone has their own struggles in different ways. But there are some members that I know of particularly who've been through some very, very dark times.
Mm.
Some of them will be on stage with us. Some of them, unfortunately, are in the midst of a struggle and are not having a good time at the moment either. But they know that we're there and they can come and sing when they need to, just to get that fellowship. It just kind of means that you're not alone. Yeah. It helps make you part of a community.
Absolutely.
When you sing with other people, you produce something called oxytocin, which is basically like a neurochemical soul glue, and it bonds people together.
Wow.
If you go back through, every ancient community and religion has some kind of singing or chanting at its core for that reason, because the science, because singing builds community.
Mm.
If you look at major tragedies throughout the world, people come together in song afterwards because they realize that's a way that their actually hearts can join together. And did you know when people sing together, your hearts beat in sync?
Oh, I didn't know that.
While there's so much science around this, and it's fun to your hearts sync up and the heartbeats sync.
I think maybe the choir should come up and maybe get the councillors here at our local council to sing a few songs so they're in harmony.
Well, I actually do this with corporate groups. So I actually come in and we'll do team building with corporate groups for exactly that reason. So you could go to any kind of, you know, social club for years and meet people, but you can sing with people and the bonds that you make are so much quicker and deeper because of the chemistry of singing together. It's honestly, it's fascinating. I love it. I adore it. So you can probably
There's one thing about people who are passionate about something. I love people who are passionate, and you're very passionate. Can I just finish this up by asking you, where exactly can people go to hear the choir? What's happening at Mosman and where?
Absolutely. So Mosman Shire Hall, 7:30 p.m. on Friday.
Yep.
You can buy tickets at our website ahead of time, which is Soul Song. Just Google Soul Song Choirs.
Soul Song.
Or Soul Song or Soul Song Cairns, and you'll find us.
All right.
But you can also just get them at the door. So it's if you buy them online, it's $10 flat. If you come on the door, it's $15 for a standard ticket or $10 for concessions. And kids under 16 are free. So, again, it is something that will appeal to all ages. We'll have some tea and coffee and a little bar happening there. And it'll be very relaxed. We occasionally get a bit of interaction going. I might even get the audiences singing.
Great.
For it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jacqueline. And we'll go out with
the
choir singing We Are Family, which is very appropriate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your support, Paul. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.